Hey guys, welcome back to episode 204. Today we're talking about business models in 2023 to use. It's a quick episode, guys, but super juicy, so let's dive in. Good morning and happy Wednesday. I had to cancel some appointments this morning due to an emergency meeting. However, that did not go through. So I am live with you guys. Today, I want to talk about something that my client recently just messaged me, literally like minutes ago. She said, Maria, I have a limiting belief around having to create my program first before I attract my clients. Now there was more to it, however, I wanted to jump in on live and talk to everyone about this wrong business model. And this wrong business model has been marketed to many people, and it was also marketed to me, and I also believed it myself. And I think the reason why they do this is because they want to, and the theys are like coaching people in the industry who sell how to make money online, right? So, you know, the business model that I've learned and that I realize is completely wrong is the fact that you actually have to create your program and services first before you sell the item. Now, the thing with that is that you have to kind of go off of the idea that the service that you're creating is going to sell, because you're going to put so much effort into selling your program or creating your program first. And if it doesn't sell, you kind of feel defeated and you feel like, damn, I've been wasting so much time putting effort towards this program that I'm not really entirely sure that will sell, right? And the problem with this, you guys, is that many of us have been, we have been taught this method and we have been told this method. And a lot of the times people will create the program and then it won't sell, number one. Or number two, you create the program, however, you don't complete it all the way. So you never even get to that next phase, which is selling. And so these two methods really cause a problem, okay? And the problem is that you're wasting time. You're wasting time doing the thing that you ultimately need to do. And a lot of people miss this, and a lot of people in business miss this, because if you don't strengthen this one thing, this one muscle that really drives the business forward, if you don't strengthen this, okay, you're not gonna go anywhere with your business. No matter how many programs and services you create, you will not move forward in your business. You will not, if you do not strengthen this one thing. So I'm gonna share with you the wrong business model first, okay? So the wrong business model is, it's about like 7 steps, okay? So step one will be the idea. You create the idea. Once you have the idea in your head, then you think, okay, let me put together the services. Let me put together the services. Let me create the program. That's step two. And immediately, once you get to step two, you're doing it all wrong. You should never be doing and creating the services until you know it has sold and someone bought it. You see how it's already backwards? So step one, the wrong business model, guys, is step one, you have the idea. Step two, you create the services and program. Step three, you create your offer. Step four, you do your marketing. Step five, you attempt to do sales. Step six, you deliver the services. Hopefully you get to that space where you deliver the services. Then the last part is repeating it. So all of this, it really just causes you to do all of the things backwards, because the idea of this process is that you don't ever get to go to that first and most important muscle in business. You don't do the most important thing in business, okay? And in business, the most important thing is not creating the service. That is not the most important thing ever, 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 ever. It's not about creating the service, the program. It's not about putting together a thing on Teachable or a thing on Google Sites. It's not about putting up a freebie. It's not none of that. But a lot of us have been taught to do it that way, okay? And so what is, well, Maria, okay, we get it. What is the right way, okay? All right, so the right way, and I think the most beneficial way, is where you actually have the idea, then you create your offer. And your offer is like, okay, for example, I came up with this thing called DM coaching that I only offered my email list. And DM coaching is essentially me in the DMs with you and I offer you coaching. It's a 6-month program. It's $60 a month. Okay, I just came up with this over the summer and I was like, I don't know, who knows? And the reason why I came up with it is because people would always DM me questions. They'd always ask me, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about that, right? And I am really big on being generous, but I also have boundaries. So I created this little offer and it fucking sold like hotcakes in my email list. I only topped it off at 8 people and people were jumping on it and I was like, this is great, amazing. I solved my problem. I'm able to help people at a lower price, but they have access to me somehow, right? So I created this, I had the idea for DM coaching, and I'm gonna give you the example of how I implemented this business model into this service, right? I had the idea of the DM coaching because I saw that there was a need for it. I saw that people still needed support, people still would ask me questions, and I didn't want to extend myself where I'm like, I just feel like, why am I doing this? So I had to come up with some sort of service that would fit the need of my audience, right? So I did that and I came up with the idea of the DM coach. I'm like, this is perfect. I think this fits well. Sorry about that, guys. And so the next thing I did was I created the offer. See, I didn't even create the actual service. I didn't create the thing. I didn't create like a login. I didn't do nothing yet. I just created the offer. And what did the offer look like? Well, the offer was, I'm like, okay, well, I can do 6 months, right, with the person. You have access to me for 6 months in the DMs. You can flood my DMs with questions. I had a time frame set from like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, you know, just some boundaries there for scheduling. And then I put a price on it. How much would I be willing to charge for the service? And how much do you think my clients would be open to paying for this type of service, right? So I put a price on it. And then when I put the price on it, that was my offer. I put a price on it. I put a service like time frame of deliverables. I did 6 months. I did a time frame of when you'd be able to have access to me. And then also some other things like terms and conditions, right? Like this is a 6-month term, you know, there's absolutely no refunds, like little logistic things like that. However, creating the offer isn't a part of creating your service. You just have to come up with the price and then the time frame in which you'll deliver the thing, okay? That's really essentially the offer, okay? So that's what I did. I came up with the idea, then I came up with the offer. Okay, idea, then offer. Then, once I did my offer, I was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. Then I wrote out an email campaign around that. I did a 7-day email campaign, and I was selling it for 7 days. And in 7 days, I sold the 8 spots for just specifically just for DM coaching. Okay, and that is the process. Idea, offer, marketing, right? With mine, I did email marketing. Then I did sales, which is strictly like, okay, being able to close. Now in this place with my DM coaching, the only thing I needed to really create was a sales page. I didn't create the sales page until after I did my marketing. So I did my marketing emails first, then I created the sales page. Now the thing about sales pages is that I've done a ton of them, and I also have templates around what to use. Like I already have my own simple template that I always plug and play the same kind of template, and then I just change it according to the service, you see? So I already had that. I just plugged and play it and just changed the names a little bit, changed the links to the right payment term, kept the same stuff, my business professional photos up there, same kind of testimonials, because essentially what you're doing is you're selling yourself, you're selling your brand, what it's like to work with you, not what it's like to work with the actual service. Okay, a lot of people miss that. They'll say, well, I don't have testimonials for this specific service. Yes, you wouldn't, because you don't have any clients there. So you would want to take a look at all of the testimonials you've collected over the time you've been in business, you see? So then, one is idea, two is offer, three is marketing, four is sales. The fifth one is creation. So that is when I decided to create like a little, you know, what I did was, for this, I created a little email sequence for those who bought. So anyone who bought the actual service, now they're a part of an email sequence in ConvertKit that gave them instructions on what to do and to how to have access to me. And then how to, I gave them some assignments, you know, like step one, friend me on Instagram. Step two, send me a DM. Make sure you email me your Instagram handle in case your message goes to a different inbox and I miss it. Yeah, I give them instructions to actually start having access to me. That is kind of like homework, and that's a part of the creation phase. But you see, it never was me creating the thing first. I actually had to sell it first before I stepped into the other steps of the business model. Then the last part is deliver, which I still have clients who are in this DM coaching service with me who constantly ask me questions, and it's totally cool. One of my clients, she's a coder, and she's actually, she is here in my Instagram, but she was able to tweak some of her things, and she is now has about 466 subscribers in her email list just because of some items we have changed in her processes of marketing different things. And now she has like a boatload of prospects to sell to. Now, the second thing I would work on with her is the sales strategy, how to effectively sell and close her prospects and really push them to take action. That's the next thing her and I are working on together. And then the last part, guys, is the repeat. So you would repeat this entire process over and over again until you get a product that you know is selling like hotcakes. Then you want to increase that price over, you know, maybe your second go around or even your third go around, depending on your comfortability in that. But I always recommend, if you have people in your programs, increasing your prices isn't a bad thing. Okay, so I hope that you enjoyed this. If you have limiting beliefs around the idea that you have to create your services first, this is absolutely just a pre-programming from people that you've been listening to, and it's not all the way true. You can actually just do your business however way you want. I recommend to create your offer. Remember, what your offer is, it's not the service. Your offer is just knowing how much you're charging, when the time frame of service deliverables are, and maybe even some terms and conditions like no refunds, you know, this is 6 months, all the things, you know what I mean? So the limiting belief, you guys, is just a limiting belief. You can actually choose to let it go and follow this right business model. This right business model actually saves you time. You can actually see quicker that this is a service that is needed and people want, you see? The thing about creating services is that you're not entirely sure that people want it. And if you're not sure, you're gonna waste your time if you don't make sales first. Always make the sale first before you create the service or the program, okay? So if you guys leave here with learning nothing, at least, at the very least, learn this. Always make your sale first before you make the actual program or course or webinar or masterclass. Make sure you sell first. Sell first, okay? And then if you guys have questions, guys, I have open enrollment for the top of the year for my mentorship one-on-one coaching program, and you work with me one-on-one. My doors have not been open this entire season, this time of the year. So it is open now to start in January. Okay, if you guys have questions, DM me or you can comment below. And have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you guys again soon. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.